Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
And so, allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we glorify you and magnify you. Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. I've entitled this morning's message, God's Word Said That I Am. You see, this is a familiar I am throughout the whole entire Old Testament. And when Moses went up to Mount Sinai and he saw the burning bush, God said, this is holy ground. Take off your sandals. Amen. And so Moses inquired of who this was. And he says, I am that I am. And then we see in the New Testament, where I shared earlier this morning with the prayer group, that the ultimate straw that broke the camel's back with the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the scribes, because they all hated Jesus. They hated him, they despised him, because they couldn't do what he did. And one of the things that Jesus said that was so profound, and he told them all, before Abraham was, I am. Whoa, that was it. They wanted to shove him off a cliff. So Jesus was there before the fountain. Did you know that God spoke the whole entire world into existence? But what we're going to look at in this morning's message is what God says who we are. Hallelujah. And he's not going to get National City on us. You remember what people used to call us. Amen. Some of them would slander us and lie about us. And then after salvation, some of them would even mock us. Can I get amen? We know who you used to be. We get that. I get that. But when you look into the Word of God, God's Word is what's high and lifted up. God's Word is what illuminates us. God's Word is what strengthens us, heals us. Can I get amen? Amen. It builds us up, it edifies us. But what I did was I did an in-depth study on all the passages, and we're gonna have a lot of scripture this morning, to identify who God calls us and who we are. And I would rather be called things by God than somebody else, amen? Because believe it or not, because we live in these bodies of flesh, we're human, Bible says we're sinful, I can tell someone I love you this morning and then hate them in the evening. You see, God's heart does not change. His position doesn't change. He's not a man that would lie. He's God Almighty. Can I get amen? Amen? So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And let's dive in. Let's get this message going so that God would do something mighty in our lives. Amen? And so if you don't have your Bibles, I have the scriptures on the screen. And here we go. And it reads in verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Say that with me. He is a new creation. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are a new creation. A new creation. Aren't you so blessed that God says that we are a new creation? I've got family members that look at me and says, well, I know what you used to do. But they don't know what God has done. Can I get amen?
Amen?
We know what God has done. Look at this. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. It was the blood of Jesus. It was the cross. And has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Did you catch that? You and I are to reconcile others, not only to us, especially if you have an ought with them, something in the past, but we want to point them to Jesus. Can I get amen? Amen. Point them to Christ. Look at this in verse 19. Look at this. That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them. Look at. I need you to catch that. When he was reconciling us and he was drawing us, he did not remind us of our sin. Can I get an amen? That's what it means. He didn't impute our trespasses on us because he was doing a new thing, like we took communion today. He was doing a new thing. Not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Wow. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. He's pleading through us. Listen, you are now representatives of the kingdom of God. Now walk in the ways of God. Look at this. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? You see, I need you to look at this with your spiritual lenses. That when God the Father looks down now on us, on this earth, guess what? He doesn't see our sin no more. Guess what he sees? He sees the blood. The blood of his son that has covered us. Can I get amen? We are covered by the blood. That's why we're new creatures in Christ. Praise God. And saints, we are faced with many battles in our walk of faith and life. How many have had many battles? Okay, if you haven't had a battle, keep living. You will. And we can face many doubts in life. And the devil will put doubts in our minds, and he will use people to do the same. So what can we do? What can we do? So my friends, to overcome and have victory in our Christian walk, we need to digest the word of God and the promises of God. See, it's going to be the promises of God that will strengthen us, that will see us through. When you're reminded on how he thinks of us, you will be an overcomer. Can I get amen? Because I'd rather believe God about who he says I am than what someone says of me. Praise God. I want to know what God thinks about me. I care less about anybody else. I've seen people come up to me. Oh, man. Love you, man. I'm glad we found this place. A hug. And then you don't see them again. Didn't even say bye. And so we know that sometimes that's very shallow, right? But there's no shallowness in God. He's concrete. He's solid. He's impenetrable. Praise God. I thank God for him. And when you see someone walking in faith, walking in the Spirit, you could rest assured that they're walking in the Word of God. Can I get amen? And so in this message, saints of God, I outline the wonderful things that God says who we are. Are you ready to roll? Let's go. Number one, I have several biblical points. And number one, I am a child of God. Can I get amen?
Amen.
How many so blessed to know that you're a child of God now? I want to get something really clear. Before we got saved, we weren't a child of God. We were God's creation. He created, he spoke the world into existence. Can I get an amen? But he told the Pharisees, the Sadducees, he told them straight out, you are of your father, the devil. Well, I know people don't like to hear that. But when you become born again, then now he has adopted you. Hallelujah. He has taken you out from the mass of humanity. He handpicked you. Hallelujah. There was nothing we did. He just said, I want you, and I want you, and I want you, and I want you, and I'm going to use you. And thank God he doesn't throw us away. Look what the book of Romans, Paul wrote to them right up here. Look at this. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, because this flesh is no good, to live according to the flesh. Look at this. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. You will die. Look at this. But by the Spirit, capital S, you put to death the deeds of the body, and you will live. See, when you're walking in the Spirit, when you're born again, we are alive now unto God. Can I get amen? Amen. How many are so blessed to know that you're alive unto God? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Praise God. And look at this. In verse 14, look, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are what? See? The Word of God. We are sons. Hallelujah. And daughters of God. Can I get amen? Amen? Sons of God. Look at this. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. There should be no fear in us no more. Amen? Amen. The Word of God says that we're not to have a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind.
Yeah, that's right.
Can I get amen?
Amen.
So look at this. We don't have the bondage to fear again. Look at this. But you have received the spirit of adoption. We've been adopted. We've been grafted in. Hallelujah. By faith. You know, praise God for those that can give natural birth, but there are some couples that can't. So they have to go through an adoption agency, right? We get that. But here's what happens is when they adopt that child, they make them part of their family now. And we are the family of God. Can I get an amen? We're the family of God. Praise God. Look at this. And it says right here, but you have received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Only a child of God can cry out, Abba, Father. The world can't. The unbeliever can't. He doesn't know. Listen, go back to your BC years. Did you wake up saying, praise the Lord? God bless you. Let me pray for you. No. We were looking for the next high, and it wasn't the most high. Oh, come on. Oh, that's right. Now, look at this in verse 16. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. When we were born again, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost came in. Can I get amen? And when the Holy Ghost came in, it bore witness with our spirit. Hallelujah. It's like, wow, what just entered into me? This is joy unspeakable and full of glory. The corners of my mouth were pinned in my ears. And I was like, wow, what is this? You know what it was? It was something that I was always looking for. And I was looking for it in the wrong places. Humanity, mankind is looking for this type of love and relationship, and they're looking for it in the wrong places. But God gave us revelation of his word. He came to us. He came and confronted us and says, okay, I'm going to do a new thing in you. Hallelujah. Listen, what baffles me, and it's always going to baffle me, but before I was conceived in my mother's womb, he already knew me. He already knew you. And he had chosen you before the foundation of the world. So when God's appointed time came, he drew you right then and there. You didn't know you were coming. I didn't know I was going to get saved at the age of 30. But he chose that time for me. And the time that you got saved, he chose that time for you. So the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Look at verse 17 right up here. Look at this. And if children, then heirs, and heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may be glorified together. We're going to suffer some things in life. How many believe we are?
We are.
Praise God. So, I am a child of God. Say that with me. I am a child of God. Now I need you to see this. Number two, I am forgiven. Woo! Thank you, God. I am forgiven. Jesus, thank you for forgiving us. Listen, we don't know how to truly forgive, do we? If someone slanders us, hurts us, man, it's like, Oh, God, help. This is where we need God's grace, don't we? Oh, come on. Because someone will look at us and say, I thought you loved that person. What up with that? But I got the word of God to tell us, to confirm in us. Look at this. In Colossians, it says this. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Look at this. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can take God's word for what it is. We've been forgiven by the blood of Jesus. Listen, I don't care what anyone wants to say about you. Can I get amen? I don't care. I don't care what anyone wants to say about you, but God already made up His mind. That's my child. You're my child. You've been forgiven and blessed. Can I get amen? Listen, thank God we didn't have to run around Sweetwater's racing track or football field and do the 200 laps to be forgiven. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We didn't do 300 push-ups. And then tomorrow I need you to do another two and then I'll think about forgiving you. No! We were saved by grace through what? Faith. Well, it says right up here in Ephesians, look at that. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. Listen, we can't do this. Oh, look at me now. Oh, look what I did. No, you didn't do nothing but received the mercy of God. Look at this. It is the gift of God, not works, lest anyone should boast. We can't brag. We can't. There's nothing we did to save ourselves. Can I get amen? Other than when all we did was respond when He drew us. Praise God. Saints, God does not. I need you to catch this. God does not forget the sinner. He don't. He forgets the sin. He tosses our sins from east to west. And He, guess what? He remembers them no more. Aren't you so blessed? God forgives our sins, buries them in the sea of forgetfulness, and puts up, and then He'll put up a sign, no fishing. Oh, yeah, because people love to dig up dirt. But God says, I look at you in a different way. So now, we've been what? We've been, I am a child of God, I am forgiven, right? And look at this. I am justified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, you know what justification means? He looks at us, He looks at you, just as if you never sinned. Can I get amen?
Amen.
See, you got to get a hold of this because we got to be reminded. Because let me tell you, every day we're going to be challenged with people, circumstances, trials, tribulations, and we need to know our position in Christ. So we know how to battle through the armor of God. We know, okay, oh, this situation, I need to now bring this and put it before me as my shield. You know why? Because our emotions can really get downtrodden if we allow anything to penetrate through a crevice of our faith. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Look what God's word says here in Romans. Therefore, having been justified by what?
Faith.
Come on, that's right.
Amen.
Not by works, but by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have access. Look at this. We have access through the throne room of grace by faith, this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of glory of God. Aren't you so blessed? We have access to God 24/7. What I love about God, he doesn't have favorites. I shared this last week. I have 11 brothers and sisters, and my parents, they had their favorites. Or favorite. And humans roll like that. But guess what? All of us can jump on the lap of Jesus and treat us all equally. Can I get an amen? There's no big I's and little U's in the kingdom of God. I hope you know that. Oh, that's right. The little peasant beggar in India who's a believer has the same access we do. Listen, it was God's providence that we were born in this rich country. We had no say in it. He chose us to be born in this wealthy country. I get that. But those believers in those third world countries, God chose them to be born there. And yet they still bring them glory. And we bring them glory too. Can I get an amen? You see, God does not justify us because we're worthy. I hope you know that. Get that out of our mind that, yeah, we were worthy. But by justifying us makes us worthy through Christ. Justification means, as I just shared, just as if you and I never sinned. Praise God. The doctrine of justification is the foundation that supports all other benefits we receive from Christ. So just know this. We have a unique position in the kingdom of God. And then, let's look at this one. I am sanctified. Praise God. Praise God. How many are so blessed to know that you've been sanctified by God? Oh, that's right. Listen, you and I have been set apart. We've been set apart from the world. You remember what we used to do in the world, right? Oh, come on. Listen, Sundays was big for me. Oh, that's right. Waking up at 6, make sure that we had the kegs and we had all that. And then all the homies would come and we watch football all day, getting twisted in our mind. That wasn't sanctification. Can I get amen? That was living large in the world, ungodly. And we weren't sanctified by God. But look what God said about that in his word. Because we can't escape our own memories. We cannot escape what we used to do. I believe God, I'm thankful for God did not remove that from us. You know why? It's a constant reminder of how he delivered you, what he brought you through. Can I get an amen? That you can share with others that they too have hope in Christ. But look what Paul wrote to the Corinthian church right up here. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. This is where people are deceived. Neither fornicators, you know what fornicators are? These are people that just open up a door and they jump on bed and they go have it. And not even thinking of marriage. Look at this. Nor idolaters, people that just worship idols. Nor adulterers. Wow, that one's heavy there. Nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards. I'm probably going to get turned off on Facebook right now. Nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom. None of these things will inherit the kingdom of God. Get that clear. I know there's some fellowships that won't talk about this. Why? Yeah, I don't want to scare no one. We're not scaring you. We're giving you enlightenment of what he delivered us from. Amen. Can I get an amen? But here's the, you know, there's always good news. God will point out some things, and then he'll come back to lift you up. But look at this. And such were some of you, but you were what? Washed. But you were sanctified. But you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of God. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We once were those things. And let me just say this. Let me just say that maybe you did not operate in that, but you thought of it. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. No, we wake up every morning. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. No, come on. We still live in this body of flesh. Until we get the new body, there's a battle. There's always going to be a battle. Can I get amen? But you have to get past our stinking thinking. You got to get past that and know who we are now in Christ. Can I get amen? That we can walk in the authority. We can walk in the power. We can walk in the grace. We can speak the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You see, sanctification, it is difficult to state that your aim in life is because God is taking you up into his purposes. Sanctification is not our, it's not that our Lord does those things in me. He does it for his pleasure, his good pleasure. So when we're operating in the power of the Holy Spirit and we're doing the things that he's called us to do, he takes great pleasure in that. Praise God. Why? Because he starts to see that we're getting it. And listen, it's not an overnight process. Come on, when you got saved that first day or night, you weren't a theologian the next day. Oh, come on. I remember when I first got saved. I was at Horizon Christian Fellowship. I never brought a Bible in. I never knew what the Word of God was. I just knew I was happy to be there. I was filled with so much joy, but I had no word in me. I had no word in me. And when Mike McIntosh said, turn to the book of Philippians, I go, oh my gosh, there's Filipinos in the book. Because my dad's Filipino. I wonder if they have the book of Mexico because my mother's Mexican. All I knew that I was so happy to be there. Can I get amen? How many of you are happy that you are in Christ? A new creature. You see, sanctification means a life of discipline. Can I get amen? It's a life of discipline. Listen, I talked about the NFL. I even talked about the high school prep and all that. There's discipline. The discipline is in their practice. If they practice hard, they practice well, it will show up on the field. Can I get amen? Well, listen, when we are learning to obey God, when we are learning to walk in sanctification, well, guess what? It becomes almost second nature now. Why? Because the word of God will flow. God's word will resonate. You'll have the authority and the power. You will start learning no other ungodly thing anymore because God is now doing a new thing in you. Can I get amen? How many love what God does in you, in me? The test of sanctification is not our talk about holiness and singing songs and hymns, but we are like where no one sees us, especially when we're all by ourselves. Are you still living that sanctified life? Even when you get home. Can I get amen? Oh, come on. You're not the one that kicks the dog, are you? And chews out someone? So let's look at this next one right up here. Look at this. I am a new creature. Praise God. Praise God. And you're not the creature from the Black Lagoon. I used to watch that one when I was a kid. I used to wait for that one to come on. The little thing that came out of the lake. I couldn't wait for that one. We're a new creature. Look at this. It says right here, Paul wrote, therefore, if anyone's in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have what? Become new. Praise God. Praise God. Look what Paul wrote this regarding this issue right here in the book of Romans. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to go to the next one right here, because how many believe, as I shared earlier, how many believe that you are a son of God, a daughter of God? Huh? Can you really believe that? Listen, some of us had wonderful parents. Some of us have distant parents. I get that. There's not a perfect family. None of our families were perfect. Can I get amen? They strive to be good, and they loved us. They nurtured us. They pampered us when we were infants and toddlers, and then we became grown to be youth and then adults, and then we went on our own, right? We get that. But to be a son of God, as we mentioned earlier, is this. I am a son of God. And I read this scripture. We're going to read it again. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. What? But receive the spirit of adoption as we cry out, what? Amen. Now, this is where Paul wrote to the Roman church. Look at this right here. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But by the spirit you put to death the deeds of the body and you will live. For as many that are led by the spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Can I get an amen with that?
Amen.
That's how we know. That's how you know. Listen, Bible says don't judge anyone.
That's right.
Jesus said, you judge someone, you will be judged in the same manner. He goes, lest you be judged. Yes. And someone, I've heard it said like this, well, we can be fruit inspectors. You know, judging them by their fruit. Come on, that's still judging them in your heart.
Yes.
Let that go.
Let
that go. Let that go. Don't, oh, I don't know about that, but I don't know if they're saved. And you don't know if they are or not. Aren't you so blessed that only God reads the heart, knows who are his? Jesus knows who are his. That's not our job to know, other than when God puts people together in a fellowship, learn to grow and love the Lord. Learn to exist, coexist with one another. Pray for one another. Encourage one another.
Yes.
We're easy to downtrodden someone and say, man, you no good for nothing. No. What can I do for you? How can I help you grow? Invite them to a Bible study. Because we all need to go deeper in the Word. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Look what 2 Peter says here. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life, godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us, what? By glory and virtue. Wow. Some of us didn't have a clue when we first got saved. This is how God takes position in us. Look at this. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Wow. You know, I don't know if anyone ever wrote a song, but I would entitle the song about me, if it would be entitled, If They Only Knew. If They Only Knew. If they only knew my BC years, and then say, how does that work? And now you're a pastor. It's but the grace of God. It's but the mercy of God. Because I'm reading this right here, that by which have been given to us exceedingly great, precious promises. That's God promising these wonderful things to us, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped. You and I have escaped. And guess what we escaped from? We escaped a place called hell, where it burns forever, where the false prophet, the Antichrist, the demons, and all unbelievers that have rejected the grace of God are cast into the lake of fire. And so we have escaped that through the grace and mercy of God. This is why you have to walk around and say, man, when you go to the mall, when you're around family members, you know, we can in our heart of hearts going, oh God, all the things that you've delivered me from. And now I get to share the goodness to my friends, my family members, could tell them that God loves them too, and that God could do something mighty in your life. We are ambassadors now. We can't laugh at them. Ah, look at that. You still in your sin. No. This is an opportune time that we would speak to them in the love of God. Listen, let me ask you this. When you got saved, did God hit you with a baseball bat on the head and then drug you like a caveman? And then he dropped you at the foot of the cross? No, he did not. He drew you by his love. Can I get amen? He loved us to the cross. Praise God. And I didn't get saved in a church. Some people, you know, have that great experience. They got saved at an altar call. Praise God. God will save you anywhere. He'll save you. He'll save you in your little room all by yourself. He'll come upon you and change your heart right then and there. Praise God. Praise God. Listen. Before we got saved and before Jesus came, the Old Testament saints, they had a deal with the law. And guess what the law said? The law said that we were condemned. Oh, yes. So I need you to catch this. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. The law was a curse. The law was a curse because the law could not save us. Thank God, the law of God, which is God's word, pointed us to our redemption, which is Christ Jesus. Can I get amen? He pointed us to the cross. Oh, that's right. Look at this. I need you to catch this. It's in scripture what I'm saying, because I will not put these little cliches up here without any word backing. Can I get amen? So let's go to Galatians. Look at this. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. We were at one time a cursed people. But God redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. He took our place. He took the curse on the cross for you and I. You got to get that in your spirit. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. So back then, when they were hung on a tree, it's because they were a cursed people. Some of them truly deserved a punishment like that, because some of them were murderers, thieves and robbers. They were the misfits. And yet, they needed God. A murderer needs God too. Can I get an amen? But I need you to catch this, because we were all in that category. Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon us, the Gentiles. Not just the Jews, but us, you and I, who have no inclination about Judaism. Look at this. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the, capital S, Holy Spirit through faith. Woo, through faith, saints of God. You see, we are redeemed from the hand of the enemy, praise God. You see, we are at one time puppets of the devil. And old Slewfoot, what he would do was just use you up and then open the door and cast you to the curb. I'm done with you. I'm going to get someone else to do my bidding. There was no grace and love in that. And the ones that he would toss out of his life or his being is the ones that were useless now. They were so just ready for death. Strung out. No hope. And he can't use them no more. Saints of God, we've been delivered from the curse. That curse. Praise God. And so we were under that horrendous bondage of sin. But look what King David wrote right up here. Say that with me. Oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Come on. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Look at this. Whom he has redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. Praise God. Praise God. Even King David, hallelujah, understood the prophetic significance of what he wrote down, because God had him write this down for you and I so that we could receive and understand that we have been delivered from the hand of the enemy. And gathered out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from what? The south. Hallelujah. God didn't forget about us, because you got to remember, we were called before the foundation of the world. So he knew in his appointed time to come and deliver us. And Paul wrote this. He has delivered us from the power of darkness, conveyed us into the kingdom of his Son in his love, in whom we have redemption, as we read that before, through the blood, the forgiveness of sins. How many are so blessed to know that? Now, here's one thing that still baffles me. Because, listen, every one of us in this room has flaws. We have flaws. And if you're around someone long enough, you'll start seeing the flaws in me and I in you. But look what God says, how he perceives us. Look at this. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. What? The righteousness. You see, he took on that sin for you and I. And how many are so blessed to know that you are now covered under the blood? You're covered under the blood. And so he doesn't see those faults and failures no more. And even though the Bible says, even if you do sin, we have an advocate. Aren't you so blessed?
Yes.
Every now and then you see that commercial. King, what's that? King Stallman. Yeah. I need an advocate. I need an attorney. Praise God. Jesus is our advocate. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Jesus is our attorney. Hallelujah. I don't care what dilemma you found yourself in. Even as a believer, call upon the name of the Lord. He will come through for you. Let me say that. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that will exalt itself, God will condemn in judgment. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Woo! Thank you, God. The righteousness of God in Christ. For he made him who knew no sin to become for us, that we may what? Become the righteousness of God in him. Praise God. Let's move on to number 9. Look at this. I am blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places.
Amen.
You know that we have the kingdom of God in us, and we operate in the kingdom of God? Because remember, in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, John the Baptist, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the apostles, one of the things that they said is, repent, for the kingdom of God is what? At hand.
Yes.
Well, when Jesus went up to be on the right hand of his Father, he sent the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of promise on this earth. Can I get an amen? That is the kingdom of God. And he has drawn us to him. And now, what comes with the Holy Spirit of God, the power, the mercy, the wisdom, the prophetic utterance. When you speak, hallelujah, you're speaking with God's authority. You're speaking, hallelujah, the word of God, the grace of God. You're speaking healing. Oh, that's right. We have everything that God has blessed us. Look at this. I have word to back that up. Right up here in Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
Amen.
Take that up with God.
Yep.
Praise God.
Yes.
So I asked this, how many of you feel blessed? So I need you to catch this. It's not about truly feeling blessed, because feelings come and go. It's knowing that you're blessed. Can I get an amen? Knowing that you're blessed and that you're a child of God. Hallelujah. All you need to know that you are blessed coming in and going out. And how many believe that the Old Testament scripture still pertains? Huh? Oh yeah, there's some people that they won't read the Old Testament. Well, wait a minute. Jesus says, I didn't come to change the law of God. The law of God is the word of God. That's what the law of God means. When you look at it in the Greek, he goes, but I came to fulfill it. So the Old Testament still pertains. We all know that there were blessings and there were cursings. And it still pertains today. Those people that live a cursed life in the time that we live in will still end up in their own demise. We get that. This is why we have the hope to share with them. To point them to Christ. Can I get amen? But I love what the Word of God says in Deuteronomy. Look at this. How many of you are getting something out of this message? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Look at this in Deuteronomy. Now, so come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all of his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And we that are born again, we are set on high. Can I get amen? Because we worship the Most High. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And look at this. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you.
Thank you, Father.
Listen, today we were seated in heavenly places when this worship team was up here because it was blessed. Can I get amen? It was blessed. We are still in heavenly places this morning right now. Hallelujah. Look at that. And they will overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Let me just ask you this. Has your cupboards ever been bare? Every one of us in this room has a roof over our head. We have a bed to turn in at night. We're not freezing in the cold. Some of us have 2 to 3 meals and sometimes more. But we're a blessed people. Can I get amen? We are a blessed people. Never forget that you're blessed. You're walking in the grace of God. God has called you to be blessed. We're called to be blessed. Hallelujah. Look at this in verse 5. Blessed shall you be in your basket, your kneading bowl. Blessed you shall when you come in, and blessed when you shall be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you 7 ways. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I remember when Amazing Grace first launched about 15, 16 years ago, we had some of our own family members come and try to tear it down. and they had to flee seven ways. God said, not so. If I have called you to minister on my behalf, says the Lord, nothing formed against you shall prosper. If you know you've been called, if you know you've been justified, if you know you've been sanctified, if you know that you have the righteousness of Christ upon your life, nothing formed against you shall prosper. Can I get an amen? Don't believe the lies of the devil. Oh, slothful. He just wants to say boo. That's all he wants to do to you. Is put a little fear in you. But this is where you have to rise up, hallelujah, in faith, and say, devil, you are soon to be cast into the lake of fire. Hallelujah. And all your dominions. Praise God. You have to believe God for that. Can I get amen? Oh, come on. If God be for us, who could be against us? If we're walking in faith and not by sight, then God's going to allow these supernatural things to take place in your life for his good. My goodness, my goodness. Look at this in verse 8. Look at this. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand. And he will bless you in the land that the Lord your God has given you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. And you know where it first started for all of us? We repented. We asked God to forgive us. We asked God to come into our life. And then he did the supernatural. He did that what we couldn't do from that moment on. Look at this. Then all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be what? Afraid of you. Oh, that's right. Those evildoers that try to crash our church, they won't do that again. And so I need you to say this. I am healed.
I am healed.
I am healed. Hallelujah. I am healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now, I'm just going to ask, who's got pain in their body right now? Who's going through something right now? I need you to just stand where you're at. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Come over, sister. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just ask God, this is your daughter. She has come here by faith. Hallelujah. She's precious to this fellowship, but she's more precious to you, oh God. And Lord, her family loves her, oh God. And we love her, oh God. Lord, you know the need. Father, I pray, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, oh God. Lord, that you would bless her mightily right now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Pain, you got to leave. Suffering, you got to leave right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak healing. We speak virtue. We speak peace. Lord, take away any anxiety right now. In the name of Jesus, take away any stress, God, and bless her mightily, oh God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Lord, Sister Dorothy's knees right now. In the name of Jesus, touch her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, amen, sister in here. Yes, God, hallelujah. Their hand. I know. So I saw some over here. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, God. Hey, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, right now. Father, hallelujah. Lord, yes, God. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. God is showing me something, sister, right now. That the enemy is bringing to you a fake manifestation. And that is not from God. When you feel that pain, it's not from God or God allowing it. The devil wants to come and confuse your mind. But God, restore, hallelujah, restore her rightful place in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And Lord, she would recognize that that's not from you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, and she would put it at bay. She will speak to this issue in her life. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 God is saying, trust in him alone. Trust in him alone. Hallelujah. And he will make your path even straighter than it is right now. Hallelujah. He's gonna take the little crooked things out and make that path straight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus. Woo. Hallelujah. Who else raised their hand? Thank you, God. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This man of God who has done wonderful things since the day he called him on that hospital bed. Hallelujah. See, God already knew before you were even formed in your mother's womb back in Brazil that he was calling you for such a time as this to be a blessing to many. And even though sometimes we're a few but here, but you're being seen worldwide. And they're seeing the grace of God, the mercy of God. They're looking at your life. Look what God is doing in his life. Because you're giving him consistent praise and glory. Hallelujah. Even through this carpal tunnel.
No carpal.
Amen. Whatever the tendon, whatever the pain is, we're asking it to leave right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for both these hands. In the name of Jesus, Lord, do a miracle right now. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing. We speak deliverance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. There's a lot of things in your mind that you're going through, a lot of struggles, but you got to give them all to God. Give them all to God. Because one worry cannot help you. 10 worries cannot help you. But your trust in Jesus will be your overcomer. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus. And he's going to bring those things to pass. There's some things that you desire in your life. And he's going to bring it to pass. But you got to wait for him. Wait for him, and he's going to do it. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Jesus, anybody else needs prayer right here? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Woo. You need some prayer, sister? Father God, in Jesus' name. And sister, look at me. I forgive you. You broke my cup. You know why? I found it again. I told Sister Yolanda, she told me, that was Pastor Fee's favorite cup. That's okay. I love you anyhow. That's just a ceramic little thing that you toss away. It'll be burned with the fire when the fire comes. Can I get an amen? Don't you worry about that. Don't walk it with condemnation. Hallelujah. We all make mistakes in life. We all have accidents. And Lord, bless her. Bless her mightily, oh God. Continue to use her. In mighty ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Ways she could never imagine, in the name of Jesus. Lord, she's not the same Araceli we knew 15 years ago. Hallelujah. You have delivered her from many vices of the devil. And she's here to give you glory and honor and praise. Continue to lift up her countenance. Continue to bless her, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. Amen. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So we are healed. Amen. Amen. We are healed. Oh, that's right. We're almost through. We're almost through. We don't have the healing rooms today, do we? Amen. Because right here in the Word of God says this. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that having died to sins, you might live for righteousness by whose stripes you were healed. Can I get an amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Listen, I got just a couple more points. Can you endure? Can you endure? Oh, come on. I won't see you again until next Sunday. Oh, that's right. But we're going to move on with our other points. Look at this. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Can I get amen? In the power of his might. Look at this in Ephesians. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Old Slewfoot is relentless. If you think he left today, guess what? He'll come knocking tomorrow. But put on the full armor of God. Put on the helmet of salvation. Can I get an amen? Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Put on the shield of faith. Hallelujah. And always have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Gird up your loins with truth. And put on your feet shod, prepared for the gospel of peace. Listen, you all walked in here, didn't you? Well, use those same feet to take the gospel out. Can I get an amen? Everywhere you go, wherever these feet take you, go take the love of God, the grace of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, that's right. Tell somebody that Jesus loves them. Tell them that Jesus can heal you. Tell them that God can change your situation right now. Speak life into their dead situation. Hallelujah. When Jesus came to the tomb, he said, Lazarus, get up. Hallelujah. And he called Lazarus by his name, because if he would have just stuck his head in the tomb and said, get up, all the dead would have got up. So that lets me know he called you by name. Sister Lauren, he called you by name. He called you. Hallelujah. Brother Angel, he called you. Can I get Brother Aiden? He called you. Hallelujah. That's right. He called us by our name. Hallelujah. He made it personal. Thank you, God, because we serve a personal God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And when you're walking with that authority, when you're walking in the fullness of God, when you're walking with confidence in who you are in Christ, we can take this word and say, and the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. Can I get amen?
Amen.
You shall be above only and not be beneath. Praise God. And if you heed the commandments of the Lord, your God, which I command you today, and are careful to what? Observe them. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And this is what Paul wrote. And I love what he wrote in the New Testament. Praise God. I need you guys to understand and get a hold of this. He said it best, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who can separate us? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are killed all day long. In other words, old Slewfoot is relentless. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But here's the good news. Verse 37, yet in all these things, say that with me, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who has loved us. Can I get an amen? He went on to say, I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Come on, someone give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, God. Nothing will. Nothing will. Hallelujah. When you leave this place, know who you are. Hallelujah. And then if you forget, go back and roll the tape. And remember who you are in God. Can I get amen? Because the world doesn't have what we have. Hallelujah. We have the assurance and the confidence. Look at this. You need to understand this. I am not moved by what I see. Listen. Perilous times are coming. I hope you know that. But don't be moved. Don't be shaken. Don't be shaken. Remember when 9/11 hit years ago? It rocked the nation. You never know what may happen soon. I've heard prophetic utterances, but that's another teaching for another time. But I need you to see what Paul wrote to the Corinthian church right up here. He wrote this: while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Did you catch that? You see, we cannot see what the pearly gates looks like. We've never been up caught in the third heaven where Paul and John has been. Hallelujah. But God, hallelujah, has a place beyond comprehension. Can I get amen? You know, as a realtor, I've been on one of these million-dollar tours in Rancho Santa Fe. I've seen what a $40 million, $50 million home looks like. I've seen the amenities. I've seen the swimming pools that go from outdoors, they go right into your living room. I've seen the horse stalls and the basketball courts and the movie theaters. I've seen all these things that man has built and conjured up. But it all pales to comparison to what God has prepared those who love him. Can I get an amen? And how many of you love him? Come on. He has prepared a special place for us. He said, I prepare a place for you, and when I come back, I will receive you where I am. Catch that? Where I am. He's not coming back to this earth. He's going to snatch us out of here. Hallelujah. And then the 7-year tribulation will kick in. We're not appointed unto wrath, but unto what? Salvation. Praise God. Praise God. And you got to just remember this as we close. As we close. Right up here. I am what God's word says I am. Say that with me. I am what God's word says I am. Praise God. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Give God a shout of praise. Is he worthy to be praised? Listen, those of you that are logged in right now, maybe you heard all this hooting and hollering and you don't get it. Well, let me make it clear to you. If you've never been born again, this is your appointed time. God is calling you right now to himself. You didn't log in by accident. It was God's appointed time that you're listening right now. And if you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, this is your opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family that's here to pray with me to pray for you. And that you would receive the gift of salvation. It's a miracle to mankind. Yet, God chose to save us, and I believe he's choosing to save you. No differently. And so, cry out to God. This is your moment. Don't let this moment pass. And watch God do the miraculous in your life. Saints of God, pray with me. That these people that are watching right now would receive the Lord Jesus Christ like we have received. And God will do something so glorious in their life. So those of you that are logged in, bow your heart and your head with me and pray this prayer by faith. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Is he worthy? Come on, is he worthy? Man.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.